Peacemakers. Many alternatives, the same goal. Peace for one is peace for all. Peacemakers.
Hello and welcome to Peacemakers program on Radio Miraya. I'm Gabriel Shadar and today is another update from one of the areas in the country. And this week we are visiting Warab State and we will be in Warab. And that is today with Civil Affairs Officer Drisi Stephen Toruko. Welcome, Stephen, on Radio Miraya. And this is Peacemakers. And of course, it has been quite a time since we spoke to you last time about updates from Warab. And so tell us, what are some of the highlights that you want to speak about today?
Thank you, Gabriel. Good morning, and good morning to all the listeners. It's a pleasure to be with you online. From our side, we just want to talk about some of the activities we have done that we feel have a positive impact, and then some of the programs we have in plan to enhance peaceful coexistence between the communities and how we can move on with the peace process and peace sustainability and consolidation within Warab State.
Mm-hmm. Good. So what are you starting with?
I think I will start with one of the programmatic activities which we feel has really impacted positively on the community. This is a programmatic activity on this seasonal cattle movement. You know, during the dry season, we have the cattle keepers moving from Warab to moving to Western Bargazal State, particularly in the areas of Jewel River County. So one of the things that we did as civil affairs, we worked in collaboration with the partners and also our civil affairs colleagues in WAU. And this time, we also invited AWIL to be part and parcel of the process because we came to realize that there are some of the pastoralists who migrate with their cattle to WAU, but they are not part and parcel of the Marialba agreement. So this time we invited AWIL to be part of it and also to share with them, for them to share with us their expertise, particularly on how they have been managing the north-south cattle movement with Sudan. So one of the things that we had in this program was to bring the cattle keepers, the key stakeholders, the cattle camp leaders, women, to come and discuss on some of the issues that they think they can do. We know that there has been peace, but still, normally when the cattle keepers move, there have been some underlying issues that they really need to address. So in this program, we brought them where they were able to discuss some of the challenges they were facing, and what the host community need from the cattle keepers, because from this meeting, a lot of things that came in, lack of respect, and then we say that, you know, it is time for the cattle keepers also to respect the farmers and also respect their crop and also vice versa. So based on this, also the same message was also sent to the farmers, also to give respect to and have respect to the cattle keepers and the importance of them to coexist peacefully. And then new laws were also brought in, you know, Marialba agreement, they had to revise it because some of the things like sorghum, the crops, if you destroy crops, you have to pay some fines. So we are still trailing on the previous cost, which was less. So they sat, they revised, like sorghum now has been increased to 300 SSP. So if your cow destroy farmer's crop, so you have to pay 300 SSP. So this was from there. And also once you also destroy a beehive or something like that. So everything was doubled. So they came to consensus and they agreed and how to move forward and how to respect themselves. And so these are basically some of the key things. And we see that this agreement is really holding much as I talk right now. They are coexisting peacefully in all these areas. We have not heard of an issue, much as there was a slight problem based on the guidelines from Marialbay, with the support from the Interstate Coordination Committee for Seasonal Cattle Movement. Intervention was done in a very fast way. So now you see they are really coexisting peacefully. Mm-hmm. They are looking at being together and reviving their historical stay together and all this. So we see that this is a very positive step, and also the issue of movement with the arms. This thing was critically discussed, that the pastoralists really need to move without arms, and then also some of the basic things that also need to be addressed by the authority of the two states, particularly on this issue of disarmament, which I think the two governments are really working on. So we see that really we feel proud of what the community have done and how they are moving forward towards the process of promoting peaceful coexistence.
Yeah, that's a good account, yes. Drisi Stephen. And so when I spoke last time to the people of Wau, that is in the western Baghdad state, they reported a positive impact from the review of the Marialbay, because they were doing their own review there. And some of them, they said there was no major incidents that were reported in the last at least 2 years or so, which is a good indicator. And also it so shows that persistence in implementing the rules also can work in some time. So this time, when are they going to start, or have they started moving as we speak?
Yeah, they have already moved. Actually, all of them, they have moved to the migration areas, and they are all there. And now what we are planning as a civil affairs is also with the partners and also with the government is to move and also continue further engagement with the pastoralists in those locations, so that to promote that, you know, that social cohesion between themselves, so that they can continue to stay and also try to identify some of the emerging issues. So this is what we are planning, because they have already moved. So if there are some issues that really needs to be addressed, we need to address them. Mm-hmm. So right now, all of them have moved and they are really coexisting peacefully. So what we want to do is peace, sustainability and consolidation in those specific areas, because we want this peace to continue so that they don't encounter any major issue, even when they are returning.
That's something good also to hear. Sometimes there is also a migration inside the state. What do you say about that?
Yes, thank you so much, Gabriel. Yeah, it's true, we have internal cattle migration, but internal cattle migration this time, they have been peaceful. They have always been a challenge simply because of issues of internal communal conflicts, which has been happening. I think we have internal cattle migration within Tonch, within Tonch East. We have also within Tonch North, though they move to border to the border cross with the Unity State. So what now remains to be addressed is to continue to promote the peace that is already existing in those localities. So we hope that, and also with support that is coming on, with support for disarmament, we hope that these areas will continue to have peaceful internal seasonal cattle migration. And as civil affairs, we continue to engage communities and also try to advise them, to advocate for them, to share the resources, because these are things that they have been sharing historically before, so they need to continue to share it. And then where there are issues, we try to address them, particularly if you take issues of Tonch East, this is where they have these communal conflicts internally. So these are things that we really need to address, and so that when they move to this cattle grazing areas, particularly which are mostly allocated in the Tonch East region for themselves, so that they can learn to coexist in those areas peacefully. So these are small issues that we are trying to address together with the stakeholders, the Ministry of Peace Building, and also chairperson for Conflict Resolution Committee.
Mm-hmm.
As we don't work in isolation, we work in partnership with the stakeholders, the peace partners, and the government.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, you are still listening to Peacemakers Program on Radio Mirai. It's me, Gabriel Shadar.
101 FM Radio Mirai, powered by the people, uniting the nation. Your preferred station, the voice of peace. Radio Mirai, Radio Mirai.
Peacemakers, many alternatives, the same goal. Peace for one is peace for all. Peacemakers.
Yes, and we are continuing our today's update, this week's update from Warabi State, and that is from Kojok, and with me is Civil Affairs Officer Drisi Stephen, and we have been updating, and he has been updating us about the seasonal migration from Warab to Western Bahagazala, and up to now, Drisi is telling us that it has been all peaceful. And the agreements have been also fine-tuned and also adjusted when it comes to fines, and also there is also internal migration. Greasy, I received information that many cattle camps or cattle herders have moved with huge number of cattle. They have moved towards the, you said, Unity State, but it seems also they have moved towards the neighboring Lakes State. And in that area, there were tension before, and now they have moved there in huge numbers. What do you know about this?
Yeah, thank you so much, Gabriel. Yeah, it's true that the cattle keepers they have moved to, but partially they have not moved to Unity State, but they have moved to grazing areas that are located in Unity State, with the exception of Lakes, that they have also moved to. You know, these grazing areas are located along the border areas. So these are areas where they have moved. And now one of the things that we want to do with support from the authority and also support from peace partners is now, as civil affairs, we want to see how best we can address this interstate conflict dynamics within these areas. One is starting particularly with the Lake State, as you are aware that some few weeks ago there has been some incident in the grazing areas where some cattle were looted and also some people were killed along those border areas in the cattle grazing areas. So these are things that have been ongoing, particularly. Tonj East has been experiencing a lot of those things. There's actual counter-revenge attacks that is going on in those areas, so particularly being exercised by the criminals and from both sides. So these are things that we want to see to the civil affairs, Wajok, civil affairs also in the Lake State, and see how best we can address these challenges with support from the government and partners.
Mm-hmm.
How we can also make this corridor to be peaceful, because it's one of the areas, and I think that if we are, as a team, we're able to address this interstate conflict dynamics between Warab and the Lakes, then it will help to even bring peace between the two states, particularly in areas along the border. And a similar thing is what we are also planning to do with our colleagues in Unity, also including the authority, with all the partners around, to address these issues of also Unity State. Because normally now, when it comes to dry season, this is now where we receive a lot of issues of conflict happening in these specific areas. But however, it really needs a collective effort to address them, because when it comes to criminals, you know,
mm-hmm.
criminals at times, it's really very difficult.
Yeah.
And it's one of the underlying things really to address. Now this one will need the intervention from the authority to see how best those issues of criminals can be addressed so that we can have a sustainable peace prevailing along these border areas, because there are moments when you hold a peace dialogue, maybe one criminal will come and once an attack has been done, you see the whole thing going back to square zero.
Since you brought up this issue and you mentioned the word corridor between Lakes State, Unity and Warrap, looking into the context and from the years I've been discussing and hosting this program, it seems the areas that are in those grazing lands between these states, they pose, if I can call it, a logistical or operational challenge. Because of the context itself, it seems the area's remoteness and with lack of infrastructure, which I mean here, lack of police post stations, lack of roads, lack of communication, and all this is really posing a challenge for all the parties, including civil affairs.
Yeah, I really concur with you on that, because, you know, most of these areas, they are really so remote. Even the ones where these issues along Warrap and the Toji, where these incidences of insecurity or attacks happen, these areas are really remote, that it becomes a challenge. Because if an incident has happened, then the intervention by the authority cannot be done in the quickest time as possible. No proper access roads in these areas, like the border with the lakes, and also you take also the vast area with the Unity State. It's just a touch. I hope you know touch this area. Just a vast area. Mm-hmm. Yes. So this is a vast area that you find. There's no rule of law in those specific locations, so each and everyone does what he thinks is right. So, and it's like a no man's land in those specific areas. If you want to go and raid, you want to do anything. So one of the things that we are really advocating for is to really take in security in those areas. So if security can prevail, and also issues to do with the access road, the police station, this will help to de-escalate tensions in those areas, and even it will reduce these issues of cattle raid, and even the issue to do with the things to do with the arms in the hands of civil population. You know, some of the people continue to hold arms just simply because of the fear they have, maybe, oh, I'm going to take my cattle in the grazing area, in the touch with Unity. So how am I going to survive? How is my cattle going to survive? So these are some of the things I think that really, if these issues are addressed, it will have a very positive impact along these border areas. Thank you.
This is very important, because people sometimes are quick to jump to blame the authorities or peacekeepers for failing to contain a situation without looking into the context of how things are unfolding. Because sometimes, if to keep the law, you need citizens to be law-abiding instead of forcing citizens to. Because you cannot put police in every corner, you cannot put a peacekeeper in every corner, right?
Yeah, you're right. You cannot put police in those areas, you know. And if you put them, also at times it becomes a challenge. How are they going to sustain themselves? So this is also another issue.
Yeah.
But so these are things that really need to be addressed in the long run.
And we hope that the expansion of government will also help in this situation, especially roads and other services that are there, because even if people are living in dire poverty and all these kind of things, that will also generate violence in one way or another, because even if the young people are staying there idle, doing nothing, no opportunities, also that is another recipe for violence in one way or another. So let us move, Drisi, on this program. We will be moving now to the other plans you are planning for your estate after this break.
Peacemakers. Many alternatives. The same goal. Peace for one is peace for all. Peacemakers.
Yes, and as I said at the beginning, we are now in, we are this week, we are in Warab State, in Kwajok, with Civil Affairs Officer Drisi Stephen. Drisi, now it's time to tell us about some of your upcoming plans or other projects you might have implemented in the last 3 months.
Gabriel, thank you. Actually, what we have in plan as Civil Affairs is one of the core thing is about the implementation of this peace agreement resolution. As you are aware that many peace conferences have been done, but the challenge always remains the implementation of this peace agreement resolutions. So, which is a challenge. Now, these are some of the gaps that we really want to address as Civil Affairs, particularly on these issues and where people agree on this. So we want there has to be accountability when peace agreement resolutions are made. Who does what and who is responsible for what? So these are things that Civil Affairs, we are now particularly focusing on, because if you take Greater Tonj, we have done a lot of peace conferences. We have done not until the situation became stable, we did a lot with the Tonj North. We have done, together with the partners, we have done also in the Greater Tonj Peace Conference that brought in all the counties, and also within Tonj East itself, and also their initiatives that has been led by the community themselves in these specific areas. So now what we want is to integrate this, all these resolutions, and take the accountability. Who does what? Where there are gaps is now what we are trying to fill it. Where, because there are moments when they need some follow-up, and they have come up with, like, in greater Tonj Peace Conference, and also in a greater Luanjang conference, where they came up, even in the Tonj North, they came up with the peace, they formed a peace committee that moves across Payams to disseminate message of peace. So these are critical areas that we look at how, what support we can provide to them. We all know at times movement and all these places becomes a challenge. So these are areas now we really need to sit down with them, give them support to make sure that peace really prevails and that they are able to accomplish their mission. Mm-hmm. And also to work with the key stakeholders, particularly on the dissemination of these agreements.
Yeah.
And how best do we address these issues of criminals now with the peace building committee, and also with the ministry, and also with the key stakeholders like the authority? Mm-hmm. How can this issue of criminals be addressed, and what support, what are the gaps that needs to be filled by us, and what can we do, what can we achieve as a team to make sure that we are able to achieve this? So this is basically what we are focusing on. And also, we are also trying to, as you are aware, that we have now all these areas of Greater Tonj and also Gogreal, at least there has been improvement. I'm quite sure you have not heard of any bad messages. It used to be.
Yeah.
Now things are moving in the right direction.
Mm.
So as I said before, how do we sustain and consolidate this peace?
Yep.
So this is one of the things that we really now need to work promoting through social cohesion, organizing sports activities, so that the people can realize the importance of unity, the issue of national identity. So these are things we are trying to look at. And also at the same time, we are waiting to see how best we can work also with the key stakeholders, the partners, and also authority to address the issue, particularly in the area of also Twitch. Because you are aware that the areas become the border areas is a bit tense.
Yeah.
There has been reported incidences of clashes and so on.
Yeah.
So we hope that these are things now we will move in as a team and see how best we can do to address those issues so that we can have peace prevail across Warab State.
Yeah. So, Drisi, the nature of the peace conference is Greater Toyin and also Luanjiang and the bodies that have been formed. There is this nature about the resolutions of conferences. If we can break it down into smaller parts, part of the resolutions are actually things that are given to the government or recommended to the government to take. It's, and when you come to government, it is either the state government or the national government. And then there are things that the communities themselves, they have to carry out. And when you come there, you have the commissioner, you have the directors, you have and all these kind of things. A little bit of explanation on the nature of these things.
Yeah, it's true. It's always a challenge when it comes to the issue of taking accountability, just as you mentioned, because, you have, the conference comes with a resolution about the issue to do with the disarmament of the civilian, the government to disarm the civilians. Mm-hmm. And you know how challenging it is. The mm-hmm. area is vast and all this. So you find particularly those specific areas becomes a challenge. But to some extent, I can say that much has been achieved in terms of disarmament, because I think 2 or 3 weeks ago, I've been going to areas of Greater Tonj, and Gabriel, you now see civilians moving. I did not see arms. I did not see personnel. I did not see them moving with the arms. I don't know if there are some few who have hidden them or not.
yeah.
But you don't see the arms.
Yeah.
So, but these are positive indicators that if they can continue to hide them until they become of no use, I think that will really be good. So specifically, as we are coming back to our area that we are talking about, and when this thing, then the chiefs to initiate, at times they come with the resolutions, the chiefs to identify the criminals. So, and this is also another challenge, to identify the criminals and hand them over to the authorities.
Because the chiefs are powerless sometimes, yeah.
They are powerless, yes. They are powerless. The criminals are more than them. So how you can imagine going to a criminal, my friend, I need to arrest you and then and hand you over. So this one also becomes another big challenge for the chiefs. And also talking voluntary, they used to hand over their arms, So it becomes a challenge for them also to do all these things. So these are things that we really need to sit together as stakeholders.
Yeah.
We outline some of these challenges and then how we can best do it
as
a team.
Some of it is related to development projects also, because I remember some of the resolutions in other areas. Maybe they're also speaking about how do you call hafirs, or water reservoirs for so that the movement of cattle is reduced. Are these kind of things there in these agreements between the Toyin North, Greater Toyin and Luanjiang areas?
Actually, these things are, they are there, and these are some of the actually long-term plans they have in place. And I never wanted to talk about this, but we have this what we call the RSRTF Resilience Stabilization Trust Fund. That has been done by the partners, that has been mobilized by the partners and so on. So we are hoping, because this one is specifically targeting the Greater Tonj region, and this is where we will have a lot of things to do in terms of this affair, in terms of even opening up security or putting up police stations and even roads. But I think that maybe in future also, Gabriel, it will be good for you to host the RSTF team so that they can give you a thorough debriefing on this and how they have gone and a lot of this, because for us civil affairs,
it's a different kind of activities.
Part of
reconciliation.
It's a very big something that we hope that it will really help to stabilize a lot of things. But now what is needed particularly from all these areas is for peace to prevail, because if they continue to be some kind of communal violence and so on, so all these projects could not hold. So I think there's a lot of engagement that is going on, particularly in Greater Tonch. The joint team, you know, is UNMISS, we have UNDP, partners, Tonch and so on. All these people, they are now looking at implementing some of these projects that will help bring stability in a Greater Tonch region. So we hope that it will go well. But I think they are the right people to give you more updates on that specific area.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
It's really a very good consortium that will help to really improve a lot, make a lot of changes in Greater Tonch region, which is so much affected with this communal violence, mm-hmm. many people displaced and so on.
Yeah.
But now things are coming back to normal.
Yeah, thank you very much, because we have touched on that, because the underlying causes of this is lack of development, lack of services and all that kind of things. But thanks for your updates. Dries Steven, the civil affairs officer from Warab, and he's been speaking to me from Kwajuk, the capital of Warab State. Thank you very much and enjoy your time, and we will hear from you in another 2 months or so. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Gabriel. Thank you, Chief. Bye.
And that is at the end of today's Peacemakers program on Radio Miraya, from me, Gabriel Shadar. Thanks for listening.
Peacemakers. Many alternatives. The same goal. Peace for one is peace for all. Peacemakers.